Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back. We are back again with another episode. And we are now 31 on the pod. This is episode 31. So if you've been listening since the beginning, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm trying to keep it going. I'm trying to stay consistent and on top of everything. But since we have reached over 30 pods, with this one, I just wanted to do it just a little bit different. So I'll start off by saying welcome to the PPP Podcast, where we'll dive into insightful discussions that inspire and empower entrepreneurs and business leaders, right? In today's episode, we are diving deep into the concept of collaboration over competition, a mindset shift that can literally change the way we approach business. We'll explore why collaboration matters, its benefits, and provide actionable tips on how to foster collaborative relationships instead of falling into the trap of cutthroat competition. Let's get into it. Let's be real about all of this today. So I'm actually breaking this pod down into segments. So this first segment is why collaboration matters. All right. Collaboration is not just a buzzword. It's literally a strategic approach that can reshape industries and drive sustainable growth. Okay. We discuss how, you know, the traditional competition focused mindset can limit growth and innovation, while collaborative approaches opens doors to shared success, mutual learning, and expansive networks, right? I just want you guys to know it is super, super important to collaborate. If you listen to episode 30, you know, I was letting you guys know that, you know, just because a person does what you do does not necessarily mean that they are your competition. That does not necessarily mean, you know, just because we do the same thing with competition. So I wanted to kind of piggyback off the episode, and I just want to let you guys know collaboration over competition. Simple as that. And there's no better way for me to break that down. So it's a multi-reason, right? Collaboration, it matters for a multitude of reasons, like, you know, spanning across various domains from business and innovation to personal growth, and then society progress, right? So it literally could be so many reasons of why you should collaborate. And you really have to, decide that yourself. So I really want to just put in Google real quick. Hold on 1 second. Let's get Google up real quick. I'm so sorry. So I want to put in Google, what does the word collaboration mean? So give me 1 second. Let's get that up. Collaboration definition. So collaboration means the action of working with someone to produce or create something, right? Synonyms would be like combination, partnerships, alliance, cooperation, and participation, right? So let's see, 1 second. And I said this segment is why collaboration matter, because it does. Collaboration improves the way, you know, your team works together and problem solve. And that's inside, right? This can lead to more innovation, like I already said, effective processes, increased success, right? Improved communication through listening to and learning from your team members or partners that, you know, you can help grow with grow to reach a goal and help each other grow. And here are like three benefits, right? What are three benefits from collaboration? It allows people to learn from each other. That's number one. Problem solving becomes easier because literally you're putting all your heads together. And like I said, I'm speaking on like inside collaboration, but like I want people to know collaboration over competition. Like partnering with people on the outside that's in the same industry, or not even just the same industry, just like, well, the same field of line of work. Like me collaborating with a female that possibly does hair, or me collaborating with a male boutique, or me collaborating with just anyone. Like I could collaborate with like a fitness person and do like a fitness line, you know, inside my store. So there's so many ways that we can collaborate. I just wanted to kind of like touch bases on that. And I really touched bases a lot on it on the last episode. So let's just go ahead and move forward to the segment number two, because I already kind of talked about, you know, why collaboration matters in the last pod. But this one right here, we're just going to just dive a deep and, you know, just kind of like focus in different areas on why the concept of, you know, collaboration over competition, you know, means so much. So benefits of collaborating business relationships, right? Number one would be innovation amplification. Meaning, right, collaborators bring diverse perspectives, right, that leads to more creative problem solving and innovative ideas. So that's number one. Number two, resource sharing. Collaborating allows access to resources, enterprise, and capabilities that might otherwise be out of reach. You know, someone might know something that you don't know, or I might have a contact that you need. But we collaborate and, you know, we making it easier for the both of us. So the next one would be risk mitigation, right? Basically sharing risk in joint endeavors, right? And, you know, that can lead to more manageable and balanced business decisions. And I feel like that's something that I do with this pod, basically being able to share the things that I go through so that it could help the next person, all right? That's just my personal, I feel like my way of doing whatever, you know, this is my pod is something, an outlet and a lounge for, it's a safe place for me, but I also just be wanting to drop gems. Like I be wanting people to know, like, I'm not trying to sell you nothing. I'm not trying to teach you nothing. I'm just literally giving you some insight on my life. Like I didn't have an uncle or a cousin or a brother or someone to, you know, drop gems. Like I really just, I'm self-taught. Like I teach myself everything. I've taught myself all that I know. And yeah, so I feel like, you know, this is my way of, you know, helping balance, you know, someone's decision in business or entrepreneurship. And then the next one would be market expansion. Collaborative efforts can lead to exploring new markets and customer segments together. People don't really want to think about it. It's not a conversation that we really talk about that often. But, you know, like I said, last podcast, this is a lot of the same thing almost, but more focusing on why it's important and tips on what to do. You know what I'm saying? The benefits of collaborative business relationships. So I'm just diving a little deeper into it on this pod. But, you know, when I say exploring new markets and customer segments together, it's just like people are growing. People want different shit. The world is changing. So just being able to say, oh, well, you know, I'm doing this different. Or, oh, I'm doing that different. Or just trying shit out. You know, it can make a difference. All right. So let's go into segment number three. Segment number three is practical tips for embracing collaboration. So number one is identify complementary partners. Right. Look for partners whose strengths complement your weaknesses and vice versa. Collaborating with those who bring different skills to the tables can lead to a well-rounded approach. Literally, it can lead to a well-rounded approach. So if you better in this, but I'm weak in that area, hey, you're going to fill in that gap for me. If I'm better in this and you weak in that area, I fill in that gap for you a bit up. So it's just like, it's just a win is a win, all right? The next is open communication. Clear and open communication, you guys, is the foundation of any successful collaboration. Establish the shared goals, the shared roles, and the shared expectations from the outset, right? Lay that out immediately. Communication is key. I always tell you guys that. Next, we're going to build trust. Trust is essential in collaborative relationships. Consistently deliver, you know, your promises. Don't be over here saying you're going to do some shit and you don't do it. Be transparent and prioritize the interests of all parties involved. It's super, super important. Hold your end of the bargain, all right? Because if you don't have trust, you don't really have nothing. I know that I don't, you know, like working like with people I can't trust. That's too scary. It's too risky. That is just the reality of it. It is. It's too risky. So the next thing would be, after you build the trust, you know, the next tip would be to define roles and responsibilities. Clearly define each party's role and responsibility to avoid confusion or conflict down the line. This ensures efficient workflow and accountability. Because if we're going to collaborate, I'm not doing all the work. You're not going to do all the work. So we have to take on equal responsibilities to make sure that everything is flowing properly and taking accountability for our actions that we're doing. The next would be to value creation. Focus on the value you collectively bring to customers. Highlight your own collaboration enhances their experiences and solve their pain points. All right. The next one is negotiate fairly. If financial aspects are involved, negotiate terms that reflect the value of each party brings. A fair distribution of benefits fosters a healthy and sustainable collaboration. All right. So then the next one would be maintain flexibility, right? Markets and circumstances change all the time. So a flexible approach, it allows you to adapt to new opportunities or challenges as they arise. All right. I'm sorry. I'll be speaking a little fast, but yeah, that makes sense. And then celebrate the wins together. Recognize and celebrate shared success. This strengthens the bond between the two collaborators and create a positive feedback loop. Because, you know, if we gonna do this, we might as well be like, okay, you know, like celebrate each other's wins and wins, like our wins that we accomplished together. So it's like, if we collaborating and you are getting what you wanted from it, right? We're gonna celebrate your win. And when I get what I want from it, we're gonna celebrate mine. Or vice versa, whoever do whatever, then we gotta celebrate whatever we came upon together. Like, you know, the overall project that we collaborated on. A win is a win. Let's celebrate. Yes. Oh, yeah. There you go. So definitely make sure you are celebrating the wins together. All right. So we're going to be talking about segment number 4, real life success stories. Shared stories of businesses that shifted from competitive mindsets to collaborative ones and reaped remarkable benefits. And basically, I feel like I already told you guys, I'm big on collaboration. And when I say that, like, let's say I'm gonna tell you guys a real life story. A female that I recently hired, she's been working for me for about a month. And, you know, I told her she does lashes and she does hair. And I just was like, you know, I really need to keep someone. But I want to really, I'm a girl's girl. Like, I really be wanting to figure out, like, how can I help you? What can I do to help you in your, in what you do? And how can you help me in what you do other than work for me, right? So I promote her lashes on my platform, on my business page. And, she got a booking from one of our, like, very popular artists in New Orleans. And, you know, that's just simply from me collaborating with her. Like, I didn't gain anything, but I felt like I gained just probably a little bit of loyalty from her, because it's like, look what I've done. I've promoted your business, and I don't have that to do because you just work for me and I pay you to come to work. But I want to see you win. And by me posting you on my business page and someone that already shops with me, she wanted your service, like, solely from seeing it on my page. So I just feel like that is super, super major. I was super happy to see that. And like, you know, she didn't really acknowledge it, but I knew that it had taken place. So I just love that. I think that is a real life success story off of collaborating. Besides that, I don't really know for myself. Like, I could think right now on top of my head of a real life success story, but I think you guys definitely should take some time out, go on YouTube and type in, you know, collaboration over competition and just see what is coming up, because there's so many people that'll tell you like their life changed because they started to collaborate. You know, their life, their business started to elevate because they started to collaborate and not compete with people that, shit, why compete when we could collaborate? Nah, I'm just saying, that just sounds like money to me. For real, for real. It just sounds like, yeah, I'm with that. So with that being said, like, I really hope you guys understand when I say, you know, collaboration over competition. Super, super, super important. I can't stress it enough. And I actually want to, before I kind of close this one out, I just want to kind of also let you guys know, like, you know, opposed to me saying, like, you know, collaboration over competition is super, super important, but I want you guys to know that people, like, are simply better together. Like, two heads are always better than one. Like, when you look at your partner, like, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, it's just like, you always be like, two hustlers is better than one. So if you collaborate with someone and do that, it's gonna be better. Like, it's like yin yang. Like, we equally yoke. Also, you know, it's a gateway to unique perspectives and experiences, you know, because you're learning. It's a learning experience. And collaboration is usually more effective. Literally, it's more efficient to collaborate, you guys. I really hope that this helps someone collaborate. It's also, you know, essentially better for problem solving, because, like I said, I might be weak in this area, and it's your strength. You might be weak in an area that I have a strength in, and it's just like, why not? You know, a win is a win. Also, it fuels growth and understanding. Like, we definitely going to be pushing each other when we're collaborating. So what's better than having, like, it's like having a gym buddy. You're collaborating. Literally, you're forcing each other to sustain your end of it. You're pushing your next person. And like I said, just like you have a partner, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, that's how collaborations are when it comes to businesses. It's just a business partnership opposed to like a relationship partnership. Excuse me. And I had already told you, you know, it creates new avenues for communication. Communication is super, super important, y'all. I can't stress it enough. Outside of that, you know, I told you guys it builds that trust. You probably build a whole new friend from collaborating, like a lifelong friend, just from y'all working in the same industry. And like I said, on my last pod, I mentioned one of my friends, Daisy, like, that's a lifelong friend, you know, because we haven't done any collaborations yet together, but I know that the future holds something great for us, but we just make sure we don't compete. We don't have no reason to compete. So we have that trust within each other. Like, I know that, you know, I don't look at her as competition and she doesn't look at me as competition. And we have such a great friendship. Like, she is damn near like a best friend. Like, we're not there yet, but we're like almost there. Like, that's my dog. Like, we are locked in. So, you know, I just be want y'all to know collaborations could stem and grow anything that's possible. It also boosts retention. For sure, for sure. Let the major key right there. I had to let that be known. It boosts retention. And it empowers people to share their ideas. And not only with you, but with other people. Like, there are some people that's just really shy and just really just like, you know, self-driven and don't know how to work with other people. But if you reach out and be like, yeah, I want to collaborate. Like, I really love your last project. I think it'd be dope if we collaborate. Shit, you don't know what could stem from that. And like me, I just feel like I haven't like really done any major creative collaborations, but I definitely am looking forward to it. You know, this upcoming year, I definitely want to get into collaborating more. And not necessarily with like, I guess, individual people, but with like other businesses. I do. I think it'll be super, super dope for me and my business and just me overall as an individual. All right. So you got to look at it from all aspects, if that makes sense. And I'm going to conclude this podcast with saying, as I wrap up this episode, remember that collaboration is not a sign of weakness, but it demonstrates a strength and foresight, right? By prioritizing collaboration over competition, business can collectively achieve more than they ever could in isolation. Key, so whether you are an entrepreneur or a seasoned business leader, consider how you can integrate collaborations into your strategic approach to unlock new levels of growth and impact. And thank you for tuning into the PPP podcast. Be sure you guys subscribe for more engaging discussions and practical insight. Until next time, you guys keep on collaborating and thriving. Mwah. You've just listened to another episode of the PPP podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP podcast was recorded live in the studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP podcast with Money on all mainstreaming platforms.